Howdy, folks. You know, I think that anybody who dives into shallow water, he ought to have his head examined. This is Fat Buttram for a delicious double mint chewing gum to bring you just entertainment. Yes, sir, just entertainment. You know, most people don't like to be laughed at, but I'm telling you right here and now, you're welcome to laugh at me, if you want to, please. The world has always needed fellas to laugh at. I know back in the old days, people to laugh at were called fools. They wore caps with little bells on them, and when they couldn't think of anything funny to say, like me right now, they'd wiggle their heads and ring the bells. The best fools, they were the ones with the most experience. You know, like they say, there's no fool like an old fool, they say. After a while, though, the folks, the fools there, they got tired of being laughed at, and they didn't like to be called fools, fools that they were. No, they wanted to be sad and miserable like other folks, so they decided to become comedians. And that's about as sad as you can get, believe me. But enough of this foolishness. Paula Richards will now double dare you.
I double dare you to sit over here. I double dare you to lend me your ear. Take off your high hat and let's get friendly. Don't be a scare cat. Say, what do you care? Can't you take a dare? I double dare you to kiss me and then I double dare you to kiss me again. And if that look in your eye means what I'm thinking of, I double dare you to fall in love with me. I double dare you. I double dare you to kiss me and then I double dare you to do it again. And if that look in your eye means what I'm thinking of, I double dare you to fall in love with me. I double dare you.
Ah, believe me, Paula, that is real good. You can believe me, too, folks, when I tell you that chewing double mint is the smart way to relax. It's smart because, you know, you can relax when you're at work or shopping or visiting with friends or just doing the easiest thing of all, nothing. If you'll put double mint into your daily routine, you know, chew it often, well, you'll see how that natural, satisfying chewing can help keep a case of jitters from developing into a first-class nervous tension. It's a great little safety valve, that double mint. You try it, will you? Well, the Jack Halloran Quartet, they're going to pull their safety valves here, and let's see what comes out. Huh?
Gee, but I'd give the world to see that old gang of mine. I can't forget that old quartet that sang Sweet Adeline. Goodbye forever, old fellas. Goodbye forever, old sweethearts and pals. God bless 'em. Gee, but I'd give the world to see that old gang of mine. Goodbye forever, old fellas and gals. Goodbye forever, sweethearts and pals. God bless 'em. I'd give the world to see that old game of mine.
Ah, that's quite a song. I remember that old gang of mine. I was a gay young blade then. It's a long time ago when I was a courtin' of the girls. I had a girl named Georgie. Georgie Whoopin' Puffer. There was four Whoopin' Puffer girls. There's Georgie, Carolina, Virginia, and Massachusetts. They was going to name the last one Florida, but Mrs. Whoopin' Puffer, she was a Yankee and wanted somebody from up north to keep her company, you know. Mr. Whoopin' Puffer, he had some sort of notion in the beginning to have a family consisting of children named after all 48 states. Well, he figured he'd have to adopt some children, of course, but when he figured out how long it'd take to call the roll of states every time dinner was ready, well, he just gave up the idea. Living down south, though, you can imagine what the neighbors would have thought hearing him call Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, North Dakota, Soup Zone. But getting back to Georgia Whoopin' Puffer, she was real pretty in a overstuffed sort of way, you know. I courted her quite a spell and finally got up gumption enough to ask her would she honor me with her big freckled hand in marriage. She said, okay, I'll marry you, but don't come whining around to me about it afterwards. The whole thing fell through, though. She lost her job. Well, I have other things left to make life worth living, such as this. That's the music that brings out the real me in me. The music that means it's Buttram bonus time. And I'm glad because I'm going to recite poetry. And when I recite poetry, I float like. Mr. Luther Patrick wrote this one. It's sort of a message to some of you that's disappointed in love, sort of. He calls it, I'd Rather Die Old. I'd rather die old, and the older the better. I want to live on, I can tell the wide world. Though sorrows may fret me, and trouble beset me, believe me, my friends, I'd rather die old. Now, I have all respect for youth and its ardor, and for the young zeal of a heart that's afire. Although love may betray me, I'll not let it slay me. I'd rather die old, whate'er may transpire. Oh, I'd rather die old. Love travels by stages. I've seen its flame leap up as tall as the sky and simmer down quicker and then die with a flicker. I'd still rather take it and be old when I die. I've never yet met a heart fully broken, and I've seen 'em battered in manner untold. But when it's all over, they somehow recover, and I'm so glad of it, I'd rather die old. Well, that's our poem, the Buttram Bonus for today, and I hope it gave you pleasure. Here's my advice for combining a health tip with pleasure. Just chew refreshing double mint gum often every day for the pleasure of satisfying, long-lasting enjoyment. And chew it after every meal as a healthful aid for keeping your teeth clean and looking more attractive, you know. You'll like that double mint combination, often every day, and after every meal, too. Well, now let's see what Paula Richards and the Halloran Quartet can do with Believe Me If All Those Endearing Young Charms.
Believe me if all those endearing young charms which I gaze on so fondly today were to change by tomorrow and fleet in my arms like fairy gifts fading away. Thou wouldst still be adored at this moment. Thou art, let thy loveliness fade as it will. And around the dear ruin, each wish of my heart would entwine itself verdantly still. It is not while beauty and youth are thine own and thy cheek unprofaned by a tear that the fervor and faith of a soul can be known, to which time will but make thee more dear. Oh, the heart that has truly loved never forgets, but as truly loves on to the close. As the sunflower turns on her god when he sets, the same look that she gave when he
Well, that just about does it. Now, I want to remind you to be sure and get your double mint chewing gum today, though. Everybody likes double mint, you, me, the kids, and other people, so just keep passing around the double mint. You'll be thanked for it. Now, I hope you'll be listening tomorrow, because tomorrow I'm going to sing. Don't say I didn't warn you ahead of time. This is Pat Buttram with a word of advice. Don't give it. Goodbye. See you tomorrow now.
This is the CBS Radio Network.